Not a day goes by without more terrorism discussed. Do we need to be concerned about the events we organize? I'll discuss the risks of terrorism on events with Mr. Ricardo Beretsky, President of the European Center for Information Policy and Security and Co-Directorate of Cyberpol. Hi Ricardo, welcome in our studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to talk about terrorism and specifically on events. Do we need to worry as an event organizer?
Absolutely. In our organization, we monitor risk and global scale. And we've seen over the last 2-3 years that we have different types of events, right? Mm-hmm. We have the event that we call low risk. Mm-hmm. They are events maybe for bankers, for the ordinary business group. But then we have a group of events that slowly emerged and becoming a multi-million dollar business. For example, counterterrorism events that has been put into the context of a marketing scheme where mm-hmm. they have maybe 100 or 200 or 300 companies exhibiting their military equipment, their policing equipment. And those is the ones that is becoming a bit of a concern. Mm-hmm. And the reason is very simple for that, because policing service, we found, is not really involved in those events across Europe. And it raises a concern, you know, how well is these organizations planned? And are they really in the domain of privacy or private mm-hmm. events, or are they in the domain of state events? When you have a few thousand people mm-hmm. Turning up at these events, you know, that poses a risk to the mass. Mm-hmm. With the general private events, we don't have that problem because there's no risk for state security involved.
But what about a concert of Lady Gaga, for example? That seems to me also like a very valid target because there were a lot of people together.
I think you have a very good point there. Yes, indeed. Some of these events has proven in the past to be a potential risk, particularly when a celebrity is politically involved, then that should be taken caution of. And most of these events are very well organized when it comes to the involvement of the local governments. For example, like Lady Gaga, when she does a concert, there's a few million people at the concert. So the state is forced mm-hmm. To involve their policing services to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But when we speak about these mushroom events, they are sort of backdoor events. Mm-hmm. They're springing up in the interest of finance. You know, some of these events makes anything between 10 to 150 million euros per event. Mm-hmm. And they are events becoming a lucrative business. So we find from research and also participation that they are often not well monitored. And in most cases, no participation of government at all.
But if you are an organizer of such an event, what should you do to make sure you will have a safe event?
Well, it's a bit of a catch-22 situation, because we found in some of the events where I personally have been speaking about terrorism, and mm-hmm. you know, we have sometime maybe 7 or 10 ministers present from all over the world. And we find a catch-22 situation, because sometimes the organizer does inform or ask the support from the local policing services. But we also find in most cases the policing services from that particular country, for example, England or one of the other regions, simply neglect the importance. But we are very concerned about this growing risk, because more of these events is becoming open to public. Mm-hmm. And the ones we see now is becoming totally open to public. So they're not secluded for people in that domain of practice. Yeah. They are actually open to the consumer.
Everybody can walk in.
Anybody can walk in. And that's where the danger is, because if you have an event like the upcoming counterterrorism summit in London, and you have roughly 6,000 to 8,000 people in 2 days there, it's very easy for a terrorist organization to make their statement during such an event, mm-hmm. because they will achieve all the positions, yeah. including that of state risk. So we are very concerned about this development across Europe.
But is there anything then that you can do on such an event? Do you need to screen everybody that's coming in? Or
It's not so much a question of screening the people who's coming in. It's a question of how the security is managed. When you have these types of events where there is equipment on the soil of the event in part of the exhibition, you need to take more strong measures. And when you open the door and flood the door, and there's no stronger measures of either screening, but also at the same time monitoring, then you stand the risk of a radicalist coming in and do his thing as he wants.
Yeah,
and that's a real big danger we see across Europe.
Okay, but if you're just organizing a business party, we shouldn't worry too much.
Absolutely not. I think we must understand what is the importance. What does terrorists want to achieve? They want to systematically break down the state security of a government, not even the police. The target is not the military. The target is the state security. So any private event that has no effect or interest in state security or any relation should not be concerned too much about it.
Thank you, Ricardo, for coming over.
Thank you so much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.